The highly anticipated video game The Last of Us Part 2 is out now.
I know you wish things were different, but they ain't.
This PlayStation 4 game tells the story of a post-apocalyptic, zombie-infested future. And as NPR's Vincent Acovino reports, the game has been designed in a way that makes it more accessible for gamers with disabilities.
Steve Saylor has been playing video games for a long time.
Well, mostly when I play video games, it was kind of like watching, say, my brother play video games.
Saylor has a vision impairment. That makes it hard for him to see the things that video games expect him to.
Being able to see text on the screen or look in the distance and try to distinguish whether I'm seeing an enemy or a tree is really difficult.
Like Saylor, many gamers with disabilities struggle to make it all the way through popular video game releases because very few are designed with them in mind.
All my life I thought I sucked at video games, but in reality, it was games that sucked for me.
For years, accessibility advocates have been begging for developers to consider their needs when making video games, and some are starting to listen.
Our game, which requires things like aiming and shooting and running and climbing and jumping and things like that, if you're a player who is blind, can you play our game?
Amelia Schatz is a lead game designer at Naughty Dog, the studio who developed The Last of Us Part 2. One of the big new features is the text-to-speech option, which helps a vision-impaired player like Saylor get through the game by reading all of the game's text out loud to the player.
Square button. Scan for enemies.
Just as crucial is the enhanced listening mode. It functions like a sort of sonar that helps locate enemies on screen. Schatz says one of the big challenges while designing these features was the range of potential players to consider.
Vision accessibility is actually a huge spectrum, too. Gamers who are low vision, gamers who need glasses to be able to see the TV, you know, there's a huge range there.
Because of that, Matthew Gallant, who is a lead systems designer at Naughty Dog, said the big thing he heard from consultants and players was the more options, the better.
Players said they didn't fully trust us to configure those options for them, but they really valued being able to go into the menus and really fine-grained control, adjust these features to their likings.
So there are many more choices, over 60 fully customizable options for vision-impaired, motor-impaired, and hearing-impaired players. Both Naughty Dog developers and Saylor acknowledge that while The Last of Us Part 2 is a big step forward on the software side, the hardware matters too. This game is a Sony exclusive, and it's not always Sony that has been leading the way with accessibility.
Microsoft has really pushed forward for accessibility for several years now, and I'm really excited to see what they do next.
The highly customizable Xbox Adaptive Controller is one example of this, designed for gamers with motor disabilities who struggle with a standard controller. But for Saylor, who was consulted for The Last of Us Part 2, this still feels like a huge victory. In a video that went viral just a few weeks ago, Saylor breaks down in tears when booting up the game for the first time after seeing all of its available accessibility options.
People in the accessibility community, this is what we've been advocating for. For so long.
Behind that emotional moment were years of hopeful expectation finally realized.
It was just thinking about all the work, that hard work that went into this, all the hard work that the accessibility community has been putting in for years. Now everything is there and it works.
Vincent Acovino, NPR News.